With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The nation is shivering. National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison says the Midwest is frigid.
We have temperatures up across the Northern Plains region that are on the order of minus 30 to minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit. The Dakotas, parts of Montana, on down into Nebraska are really the coldest.
The winter storm's also taking direct aim at the East Coast, where heavy snow and some ice is forecast in several states. The National Weather Service says up to 10 inches of snow is possible along the Atlantic coast in Virginia and significant ice accumulations forecast in eastern North Carolina. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump is telling Congress to move forward on a House plan that puts his priorities in one bill. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Late last month, the president said Republican leaders in Congress could use any legislative strategy they want to pass his agenda.
Whether it's one bill, two bills, I don't care. Let these guys, they're going to work it out.
But now he's siding with the House plan, which puts the entire Trump agenda in one bill instead of two bills favored by the Senate. Writing on social media, the president said he favors the House budget, which he described as one big, beautiful bill. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio has met with the leader of the United Arab Emirates, wrapping up an overseas trip that saw the highest level outreach between the United States and Russia since Moscow launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022. Rubio's talks with Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, also the ruler of Abu Dhabi, comes as the U.S. tries to continue a shaky ceasefire in the Gaza Strip between Israel and Hamas. Ukraine's President Zelensky met with Sheikh Mohammed on Monday. This is SRN News. A leading U.S. atheist group is reaching out.
Not content to simply try and erase Christianity from the public square in this country, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is funding an atheist billboard in Ghana. The sign reads, quote, "Don't believe in God, you are not alone," and it stands near a roadway in the city of Accra. The foundation claims it's the first ever atheist billboard in Africa. Experts don't expect the sign to change a lot of minds in Ghana, where 73% of the population is Christian and the rest Muslim. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Chinese government is warning Christian churches they must toe the line or face the consequences. A recent statement by a Communist Party leader says comprehensive and strict governance of religion must continue, improving self-education, management, and discipline within religious circles. The government wants all expressions of faith made subservient to Beijing. This is SRN News. A push to ban sugary drinks and candy from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program may soon be getting a boost from a newly arrived Trump administration official.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins favor stripping such treats from the SNAP program, previously known as food stamps. The $113 billion program helps about 42 million low-income Americans pay for food. Such changes have been proposed many times in past decades, but never approved. This time around, though, policy experts say the day of reckoning may finally have arrived. Rich Thomason reporting.
Troubled electric vehicle maker Nikola has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. That's months after saying it would likely be running out of cash early this year. Nikola was a hot startup and rising star on Wall Street before coming enmeshed in scandal. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.